Right, this is Irish Beats with Rob O'Connor, and I'm joined in studio now by Mr. Niall Cash, also from Wexford, same as Wallace Bird. How are you?
I'm good, Rob. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Actually, I was just thinking about it there. I didn't plan on playing a kind of a Wexford track followed by a Wexford artist. It just kind of went that way. But there is, I mean, I think we might have spoken before about like Wexford music, that there is a kind of a bit of it in the last couple of years. There's been a massive outpouring of quality sounds,
from
the Model County, like, you know, and we can't, can you put your finger on any one thing that maybe is the root cause of it?
I have no idea. Just the last few years have been amazing. Like, there's really good acts coming out, like Wallace Bird, obviously, and then one of my good friends, Jackson, he's after kicking off as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Luke, he's excellent, yeah.
Yeah, I've grown up with him, and he's brilliant.
And I just got a single from the Ocelots during the week as well.
So they're doing really well as well. They're, I think, in Germany at the moment. Yeah. But, Wexford just hopping.
And Wolf is flying as well.
He's supporting the Academic, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
On tour, so yeah.
It's all going on. Yeah. Wexford is where it's at, like, you know.
Brilliant.
There you go. Never. Yeah. Anyway, but we didn't bring you in on behalf of Wexford Tourism or anything like that. We're in to talk about your new single, which you played on the show last week, and I'm going to play it again now. This is When We're Home from Niall Cash. You're going to come back then. We'll have a chat about it, see what you've been up to in the last while, because we haven't had you on the show in about a year and a half, is it?
Probably 2 years now.
Two years.
Yeah.
My God, yep. I'm feeling old. Yeah.
You come over when you're feeling lost, and you think that it's a good time to talk. But maybe you were right, we're better off. I never wanted to let you go, but life got in the way like it always does. Guess if we never lose, we'll never learn. But you said now is not the right time. Maybe when we're home we can make it right. But I miss the comforting nights, listening to Bon Iver on your bedside. I can do to try and show you that I still want you. I still want you.
That's When We're Home, the current single from Niall Cash. And Niall is here with me in the Beat 102-103 studios. So Niall, so it was about 2 years ago you were in, and that was Fire, wasn't
Fire,
it?
Yeah.
Fire was the single that you'd done then, and there was another track as well that you'd played.
Tired after that, yeah.
That's right, yeah. So it kind of, you were releasing for you, and then heard nothing from you, and then I got an email from you a couple of weeks ago saying, hey, look, I got a new single coming out. Would you be interested in playing it? And I had a listen, and I went, yes, absolutely. I would 100% be interested in playing this. So what have you been doing over that intervening two-year period?
So I suppose Tired was released a year and a half ago. It was released in February 2019. So I suppose a lot of things kind of went on since then. I finished in BIM.
So BIM, just maybe for somebody who doesn't know what's BIM.
Yeah, so that's a music college up in Dublin.
Yeah, it's not Bord East Gowrie. You weren't working for the Irish Fisheries.
No. So yeah, it's a music college up in Dublin. It's affiliated with DIT, and I specialise in songwriting and that. Spent 4 years up there. So I released kind of Tired towards the end of my final year there. And I suppose after that, I was kind of coming out with the course and went in a bit of panic mode in a way. I was like, coming out of this, all my friends were graduating college and their courses, coming out with decent jobs and stuff, and I kind of went into pure panic mode. And was like,
really?
Yeah, it was weird. It was, I suppose, just a bit overwhelming. I was like, coming out with something so secure for 4 years.
So you're in a structure, and now suddenly you have no structure.
Exactly.
You're just on your own.
Yeah. So I say it was about April, and decided to do a master's. Looking around, kind of seeing what ones I wanted to do, and found a conversion course in marketing. So done that in September. But before that, I went away on a J1 to San Francisco as well.
Magic,
and
yeah,
it was amazing. But it's very tough going over there, because I went over on my own. But met loads of cool people. Some of my best friends now over there. And Irish people over there as well, friends with them. But yeah, got some really cool gigs over there actually in San Francisco. Started doing open mics over there. Met some really cool people. And Gardelli Square, I think is how you pronounce it, in San Francisco. I was playing a couple of open mics in Berkeley, where I was living. And this musician that was at one of the open mics invited me to play this gig in Gardaí Square.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It was like, could see the Golden Gate Bridge and everything like that, and it was lit up. And
wow.
There was a load of artists that came up from like South California and stuff, and I'm still in contact with all of them as well, which is great. And then Hermitage Green were actually on tour over there as well. And I'd messaged them on Instagram back at the end of May, and I was like, hey lads, going to be in San Francisco for the summer. Would love the chance to support you over there.
Yeah.
And they were sound out about it. Got support them for two nights, one night in Berkeley and one night in San Francisco. So and then after that, I suppose, came back to Dublin then, started a master's. Music was a bit quiet. Went on tour then in last December with Wexford band called Corner Boy.
Oh yeah, I know Corner Boy. Again, another fabulous example of brilliant Wexford music.
Exactly, so did a bit of an Irish tour with them. And that was great. And then I was like, because the master was taking up so much time, just had to take a bit of a break.
Yeah.
Was writing, recording a load of demos. Two of my best friends then, Marty Mullally and Keenan Copas, they were really influential on the track When We're Home. That went through, I don't know how many different phases and different versions of that song. I'd say it went about like four or five. Totally different. The first version was like very like kind of fire. And then we kind of thought it was like, definitely bring more into this. So experimented a lot, listened to a lot of different artists. And then When We're Home, was probably got the demo of that finished in April and recorded then in June properly. So
well, okay, so there's a lot to unpack
and
there.
Lots
so
it's like, unpack. That's
what have you been doing over the last while? I was thinking, because I knew you did a master's because we were talking about it. So I did a master's, which is like enough for like one person to be doing.
Yeah.
But no, you've travelled, you've been away in the States, you've been playing, you've been writing, you've been at all sorts of stuff. So
yeah.
And you've been on tour as well. So it's an interesting, right? So there's a lot to unpack there. Right. Okay, so let's go back to the kind of the writing recording, because we've just heard When We're Home there. So, I mean, you can hear that the song starts one way and then it kind of it takes a turn after about a minute and a half, you know, when it kind of, shall we say, the production comes in, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So how much of that was you and how much of that was your friends who you mentioned?
I'd say at the start, a lot of it, so I started writing it when I was in San Francisco.
Okay, When We're Home.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly. Right. Okay, so I'll leave it up to interpretation. But so started writing in San Francisco. I actually had an iPhone over there and had GarageBand on it.
Oh yeah,
and just started laying down some beats and stuff onto it, and that was the first kind of demo I had, and had kind of the chorus written, and I had the bridge. I didn't have any verses, so anyway, got home, story developed a little bit, and finished the song, and then brought it to my two friends, started recording it. Started demoing it, and my friend Keenan Copas, he got really into production after he finished BIM. He had loads of time, so he just spent all his time learning production, and he was learning all these cool different elements and stuff, and I'd come up with a kind of simple melodic ideas, and he'd be like, oh, it'd be cool if we'd done this way, like production-wise and everything like that. So it was very collaborative in that way. I'd have to say the two lads definitely pushed me to experiment a lot more.
Yeah.
Because Fire and my song's Tired, like very kind of.
There was an EP as well, wasn't there?
There was, it was about 18, so it was about, 5 years ago now.
Okay, right, yeah.
So, I like to think I've developed a lot about that, but even songwriting.
But you should, like, but I mean, you would expect you to. I mean,
exactly.
if you don't want to be going backwards.
Yeah, like, no, exactly, yeah. So I think songwriting wise, like Fire and Tired, I'll be honest with you, they weren't from my perspective. I was writing them on from other people's, my friends' relationships and stuff. So I think my songwriting now definitely lasts like 18 months. They're really like, I suppose it's me, which is more frightening, and that's why it's put more time into this, I think.
Yeah.
To get it out there. It's definitely more honest songwriting.
Deadly.
Yeah.
Okay, well listen, you have a guitar with you.
Yeah.
So you might give us something that you're going to play.
Yeah.
So what's this going to be?
I'm going to do a Billie Eilish cover.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. So she's one of the artists that have been like big inspiration production wise and songwriting wise in the last like 18 months. So.
Yeah, well, you and half the world.
Yeah, exactly.
but you know, quality is quality, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Niall Cash performing Billie Eilish on B102.103. Take it away, sir.
Don't you know? I'm no good for you. I've learned to lose, you can't afford to. Torn my shirt to stop you bleeding, but nothing ever stops you leaving. Quiet when I'm coming home and I'm on my own. And I could lie, say I like it like that, like it like that. And I could lie, say I like it like that, like it like that. Don't you know enough already? I'll only hurt you if you let me. Call me friend, but keep me closer. And I'll call you when the party's over. Quiet when I'm coming home and I'm on my own. And I could lie, say I like it like that. And I could lie, say I like it like that. But nothing is better sometimes. Once we've both said our goodbyes. Quiet when I'm coming home and I'm on my own. And I could lie, say I like it like that. And I could lie, say I like it like that.
That is Niall Cash. I tell you what, Billie Eilish, watch it out there. That was deadly. That was lovely.
Thank you. Thank
that was really good. Yeah. That's, I mean, when you're playing gigs, do you like drop covers into an Niall Cash set?
I would. Yeah, it depends how long the set is. Yeah, I might drop one cover in. I just really love Billie Eilish. She's amazing. Yeah. So yeah, I'd probably throw that one in. Or else I might like. Maybe like a real pop song and just try and make it my own kind of version of it.
I always like that when an artist does that. Like rather than just doing a kind of a straight cover. And there's nothing wrong with that either, by the way. But when you take something and you kind of maybe twist it and ooh, maybe play something fast, slow or slow fast or change the tempo or something like that or make something 3-4 rather than 4-4 or whatever. It can be really cool. Yeah, yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I love the version of that that you've done there. It's class. That'd be a deadly B-side.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to let you know. Right, so we have When We're Home is out now.
Yeah.
Okay. That was released Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah.
Friday, just gone. Yeah. Okay, excellent. Excellent. So that's out there. So go and buy it and stream it and blah, 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 all that stuff. But you're actually heading off now again, aren't you?
Yes,
which is kind of interesting. When We're Home, bye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're venturing off again.
I am. I'm heading off to California in like 6 weeks' time. It's a bit crazy because I was so like preoccupied doing the Masters and it was always like an idea I had to do after.
Yeah.
So the Masters just finished about 2 weeks ago and now it's like all of a sudden it's like I'm going and it's just around the corner. So I'm super excited. Still going to be recording music, releasing music while I'm over there. So yeah, I'm going over there for about 14 months.
And you're going on a grad visa.
A grad visa.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So,
I can't wait to go over there.
And have you anything, so like you're just going to go over and see what happens?
See what happens, do the grind. And
yeah, I mean, like, yeah, work the job, blah, 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 but play, you know, play music and
play
and
music. As I said, when I was in San Francisco, I made a couple of connections, through musicians over there. So I'm hitting them up and keeping in contact with them still. And
fantastic.
They'll be able to help me out a little bit as well. So I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Well, that's well, I'll tell you what, I would love to see, I'd love if you sent me a tweet or a message sometime saying, I'm playing in the El Rey Theatre or something like that because that would just be magic.
It would be
really icing on the cake and it'd be great. And I really wish you all the best in your kind of West Coast adventures. And I hope your sound develops further, but not doesn't change too much.
Yeah.
Because I like what you have. So look, that's, are you doing any gigs before you head off?
Not in plans at the moment.
You'll have to do
it. I'm hoping to have something done, something organised by the middle of November. So I'm kind of researching that at the moment. So
okay.
It looks like it's going to be in, something in Dublin.
Okay.
But, we'll keep you posted.
Well, Deadly, so. Well, look, whenever you have it, send us now a message and we'll give it an old plug, okay? Deadly, well, Niall Cash, the new single, When We're Home, is out now, and you should definitely record that just plain acoustic simple version there, okay? That might be a really nice curiosity to have up on Spotify. Best of luck in your West Coast adventures, and hopefully we'll hear from you again.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.